Welcome to Maseches Horeos, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins, Koyim Mashiach Shechata. If the Kayin Gadol sins, he means he paskins, he rules that something is permissible, and in essence it's not. And then, before he had a chance to bring a Karban, he was removed from his Kahuna Gadolah, he no longer is the Kayin Gadol. Chaynasi Shechata, similarly a king who sins, he rules wrong for himself. And usually he would bring a special karban. But before he had a chance to bring the karban, he was removed from being king. Says the Mishnah, since the sin was committed when they had the position of leadership, Kain Mashiach may be par. The Kain Gadol brings the par, which is what he would have brought if he was still Kain Gadol. The Hanasi may be sire. And the Melech brings the sar, which is what he would have brought if he was still the Melech. However, says Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2, Kain Mashiach she'avar mimashichusai. Let's say the Kayin Gadol is no longer the Kayin Gadol, and then he rules and he makes a mistake in halacha. He's no longer the king, and he makes a mistake in psach halacha. So the Mishnah says it depends. Kayin Mashiach may be par. The Kayin Gadol brings the special par that a Kayin Gadol brings if he sins. Even though he's not the Kayin Gadol anymore, he still has his Kedusha, he still retains a lot of his holiness, as we'll see later in Mishnah Dalet. The Hanasi Kehadit. However, once the king is removed from his position of power, he's like a regular individual. He brings a kispa, he brings a sira, just as a regular individual would bring. Let's see one more Mishnah 3. Let's say the Kohen Gadol or the Melech performed, they violated the sin before they became the Kohen Gadol or the king. And before they had a chance to bring their karban, they were appointed to this position of leadership. Says the Mishnah, Harei Eluk had yoit. They remain like a simple person. They don't bring a special karban. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, if before they were appointed, they found out that they did the Avera, Chayav, and then they bring a regular karban just like an individual. However, let's say they found out that they made a mistake and they had sinned after they already were appointed to their position of leadership, Peturin, they don't bring any karban. Because according to Reb Shimon, we go after A, the sin, and B, when you find out. And unless both of those are done in a similar status, you don't bring a karban. And happens to be Rabbi Shimon would also disagree in Mishnah Aleph pertaining to the melech that sinned and then was removed from his position as the king. If he finds out about it after he was removed, he wouldn't bring a sa'ir, so he doesn't hold like we saw previously. Concludes the Mishnah. Interestingly enough, that the Mishnah only speaks about this. Now, Ezehu HaNasi. We've been speaking about a Nasi for 10 Mishnayos. What's a Nasi? Nasi literally means the president. However, we know, as we explained many times, that Melech, it's a king. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Asher Nasi Yechta, if the Nasi sins, V'asa'achaz komitzes Hashem Elikav, and he does any of the commandments of Hashem, Nasi, who is this person in position of leadership? Shein Agabav El Hashem Elikav, someone who has no one above him in terms of authority besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who is that? That is the Melech. Just want to conclude that Rashi teaches us, it's from the Gemara, I think, that it says, Asher Nasi Yechta, if the king sins. So we make a little play on the words, Asher, Ashrei, fortunate or lucky as a generation, Nasi Yechta, that even a person who's in the highest position of authority, he takes ownership if he makes a mistake. And if he sins, it's a sin to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's so different than so much of the political leadership, that whenever they do make mistakes, and whenever they do crimes, they try to cover them up, and they don't take responsibility. A Melech of Klal Yisrael is a holy person. He's a leader, not just politically, but he's also a leader when it comes to spirituality. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.